United States.
Bureaucratic power. What the Chevron ruling means. The Supreme Court weakened regulators and invited a wave of lawsuits.
The question confronted by the Supreme Court in Loper Bright Enterprises versus Raimondo, whether the Magnuson-Stevens Act of 1976 implies that herring fishers in the Atlantic can be forced to pay the salaries of federal inspectors riding on their boats, might appear to be, well, small fry. Yet while the Supreme Court issued many consequential decisions this term, Loper Bright may turn out to be the most important of the lot. That is because the court's conservative 6-3 majority used the case to strike a mighty blow against the American administrative state. Its ruling on June 28th eliminated a precedent called Chevron deference, named after a landmark case from 1984 that instructs courts to defer to federal agencies when their authority is left ambiguous by a law, as it frequently is. For decades, Chevron justified countless rules and regulations. Under it, agencies and bureaucrats in charge of environmental, labour and financial matters made expansive use of the vague authorities delegated to them by Congress. The judiciary has now struck back. By forcing courts to defer to regulators, wrote Chief Justice John Roberts in the majority opinion, Chevron does not prevent judges from making policy. It prevents them from judging. The court's liberal minority called it a power grab and predicted costly disruptions. A rule of judicial humility gives way to a rule of judicial hubris, Justice Elena Kagan's dissent declared. The majority's decision today will cause a massive shock to the legal system, casting doubt on thousands of court rulings. The founders had no reason to go into detail on the powers of bureaucrats. By 1861, the entire federal bureaucracy still had fewer than 6,000 employees. But the New Deal expanded the power of regulators, and the Second World War gave birth to a gigantic administrative state. In 1952, one Supreme Court Justice, Robert Jackson, called the bureaucracy the veritable fourth branch of government. He did not mean it kindly. Today, bureaucrats clearly do impinge on the three constitutional branches. They perform a legislative function in crafting rules and regulations, they mirror courts by interpreting their own authorities, and they exercise executive power in the name of the president. During the Chevron era, federal courts had to defer to a regulatory agency so long as its interpretation of a law seemed to be a permissible construction of the statute. That gave agencies power. Ironically, conservatives embraced the decision at first. Ronald Reagan's government had pledged sweeping deregulation, but frequently encountered court challenges by public interest groups. Chevron implied that if agencies had a broad remit to issue regulations, they also had a broad remit to deregulate. Antonin Scalia, appointed to the Supreme Court when he was an early champion of Chevron, would remain a lifelong devotee. But conservative legal scholars eventually turned against the precedent, seeing it more as a cause of bureaucratic overreach than a convenient deregulatory tool. Will the post-Chevron landscape be post-apocalyptic for the administrative state? Maybe not. The court had been moving away from Chevron, and it developed new doctrines that limited Chevron deference in practice. In a decision of 2022, West Virginia versus EPA, regarding the agency's attempt to regulate emissions from coal-fired power plants, the court issued a new major questions doctrine, requiring a higher standard of clear congressional authorization if agencies asserted new powers with economic and political significance. It used that doctrine a year later to strike down Joe Biden's attempt to cancel $430 billion worth of student loan debt. At this point, all that remains of Chevron is a decaying husk with bold pretensions, Mr. Roberts wrote in his Loper Bright opinion. What comes next is uncertain. It isn't the case that it's going to end the administrative state, but it certainly sends a signal that the administrative state is not to be trusted and that the courts are supposed to be the heroic bulwarks against bureaucratic excess, says Nicholas Bagley, a law professor at the University of Michigan. In theory, the demise of Chevron could cut against Republicans, who have become increasingly statist. But given the relative strength of conservative jurists, Democrats are probably right to be alarmed. It's like an open invitation, says Robert Leighton of the Center on Regulation and Markets at the Brookings Institution. Another decision on July 1st, Corner Post versus Federal Reserve, eliminated the statute of limitations for many challenges to administrative rules. That, too, is an open invitation to litigants. Between the two cases, the tsunami of lawsuits authorized by the court this term has the potential to devastate the functioning of the federal government, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson wrote in her dissent to Corner Post. Agencies have other ways to exercise power. They will retain discretion over enforcement actions, whether against polluters or makers of deceptive adverts. These cases are necessarily retrospective, though. Without the ability to craft forward-looking rules, Mr. Biden's ambitions to use executive power to combat climate change look far-fetched. A future Trump administration would also have to resort to authorities where the courts remain broadly deferential, such as those specially delegated to the president on matters like trade, national security, and immigration policy. Unsurprisingly, for a decision that sweepingly reasserts judicial power, there is only one clear winner: lawyers.